made for extremes. From blazing hot summers to freezing cold winters, with energy efficiency options to keep you comfortable and save you money year-round, and now enjoy extreme savings at Pella of Wyoming.
Get 20% off qualifying Pella projects or 0% APR for 36 months. Offer ends 5/31/2024. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Pella is ready for extremes. Make sure your home is too. Learn more at PellaSheridan.com.
Gain innovative ideas, learn about best practices, and acquire vital information to spark your professional development and business growth at the Chamber's 2024 Ignite Conference on May 21st in Sheridan. For details and to register, visit SheridanWyomingChamber.org or call 672-2485. Thank you to our sponsors, D.A. Davidson, Susie Garber-Johnson, Fremont Ford, the Sheridan Press, First Bank of Wyoming, Kennan, Manufacturing Works, NTEC Spring Creek Mine, Peak Consulting, Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and WWC Engineering.
Unlock the power of convenience with Sunlight Federal Credit Union. Thanks to their partnership with Co-op Shared Branching, you have access to over 5,600 shared branch locations and over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Make deposits, withdrawals, loan payments, and transfer funds between your accounts with ease, no matter where you are. Join Sunlight Federal Credit Union today and experience banking that works for you. Member NCUA, Sunlight Federal Credit Union, building a brighter future together.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse on this beautiful Wyoming spring day. Boy, it's gorgeous outside. I'm here to tell you, I love the rain as long as it just stays rain. Now, this morning, I am joined by the Hub on Smith Executive Director, Carmen Rideout, Transportation Director, Steve Ansley, and Transportation Manager, David French, someone new to the lineup. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Carmen, how things been down at the Hub this spring?
Good. You know, we're busy as ever. I was just reflecting. I was writing up some documents for a grant that I'm working on that talks about our history, and I needed to update the last paragraph, and it was after the pandemic, and I guess what I was saying that we were slow to get back because people were hesitant a little bit, yeah. But we're back up and running, and all of our programs are in full force, and some of them we're serving more people than ever.
That's fantastic mm-hmm. to hear. Now the big jump in meals, home delivered meals,
right?
That one I find quite fascinating. I think a lot of people didn't understand the advantage
right.
that they can take with that until COVID.
Right.
And then now that they're getting it, they're like, well, I want to give this up. This is a fantastic program.
Right. Well, and I think more people just became aware of it in general. So, you know, we're seeing about 40 new people come in and get connected to services a month.
Oh, wow.
And so we're just feeling the impact of more people connecting in general. So, well,
and Carmen, with the way that the generations
right.
are working out,
right.
you are going to have more seniors on your hands
right.
than ever before in history.
Yeah.
What does that look like, that wave coming towards you?
It looks like, I just remember when I first, my interview for the job a long time ago, that was the big question they asked in our interview. How are you going to get ready for the boomers?
Yeah.
So we've been doing that, you know, since 2000, you know, that's been the foremost on our mind. So I think we have a lot of really good things in place. We have some room to grow in some of our areas. And we're constantly, you know, looking and evaluating our impact in different programs. What makes sense? What's working? What's not working? How can we meet the need?
And you know, one thing about the Hub is the diversity of the programming
right.
That's available. That's got to be kind of a handful to manage. I mean, you've got health classes, you've got fitness classes, you've got artists coming down there, you've got performers coming down there. I mean, that is a busy, busy place.
Right.
What is that like to kind of stand up there and try to manage all of that? I mean, is it the strength of the team that you build around you?
That's what our mantra is, you know, that we are one organization, that we don't want to have all these different siloed programs. However, it is challenging. Public transit, food service, adult daycare, home health agency. Those are really diverse and different programs with different needs as far as staffing and rules and regulations and all that kind of thing. And I think the most important thing is hiring the right people to manage those programs. I, as a director, can't know every single thing about each of those programs because it's just too much. So hiring somebody like Steve and now David, you know, that really makes the difference.
And being able to just look at them and say, you've got this.
Right.
And then just report to me next week and let me know if anything changes kind of deal. Now, May is actually Older Americans Month, and this began in 1963 by the Federal Agency Administration for Community Living. How is the hub observing this month?
Right.
And I know, you know, a lot of people out there might be saying, well, gosh, every month presents a new observation or something else that we have to kind of observe and celebrate. How's the hub manage those types of things?
Well, the Older Americans Month is just something we've celebrated for year after year. So it's been there. It's not a new thing that we're all of a sudden celebrating. We are highlighting the theme this year, which is powered by connection, and which is something that I think gets lost a lot in terms of the value that people have in connecting with each other, and the importance of that no one can go it alone. That we are all really interdependent. And that's what makes, our organization, work. And older adults, they keep connecting with people. You know, the thing that is really difficult is when people think that they can't make new friends or they can't reach out to neighbors if they need something. And so, we're celebrating that theme this month.
And you know, it's in the name itself, the hub,
the
center of the wheel, with all the spokes coming out that kind of keep the whole thing moving. Right. Now, you and I've spoken in the past, and I'm kind of going off on into the weeds a little bit on my own, but I'm just curious about this because you and I spoke in the past. We're trying to make the hub more of a community center, not less, but also including the senior care services.
Yes.
How's that been going? Are you starting to see younger people come in?
Well, you know, our mission is and always will be to serve older adults. But we think serving older adults means having people of all ages involved. So we have, businesses, business people, professionals coming into our grab and go on a daily basis. You know, the people that we employ and our volunteers are of all ages. We have, I think, I forgot what the name of it. We have a group on Fridays now that are doing video games, or I can't remember what it is. We're getting into the
going to video games.
We're getting into gaming parties. Yeah, we're getting into some of those new and different things that that I think is all generations. So if we isolated and just we're only going to serve people 60 and over, our organization, we would look a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, again, we all need each other, that interdependency. Yeah, it's just.
And the younger kids coming in, they're volunteering to help clean up the cafeteria and things like that. I can't remember who I was discussing that with, but that always kind of touched my heart a little mm-hmm. bit, you know, where these kids are going in there and they're getting a level of wisdom and knowledge and stories
yep.
that, you know, not a lot of people get to have
yep.
except at like a community center. There yep. was an idea that was spread around years ago about what they call a living library, where mm-hmm. individuals with great stories mm-hmm. just kind of sit there and you walk up to them and ask them what their story was and you listen. And I loved that idea. And yeah. I always kind of think of the Hub a little bit like that,
yeah.
like our living library, our oh. living archive in
I
a
like
way,
that.
You know? And so yeah. I've always had a place in my heart for that kind of thing. Now, would you say that the Hub actually has like a busy season? Do you see a lot of people coming out now that the snow is gone?
It does make a difference, you know, the weather for sure. You know, it again, it depends on the program area. Like, I think our home delivered meals is maybe more busy in the winter months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And things like that. I don't know about transportation.
Yeah. I'll come
flows.
Over here
yeah.
to Steve. Welcome back. Yeah. It's good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
What about Goose Creek Transit? Do you see a lot more people jumping on the bus in the spring season than you do in others?
Well, we've been running this fixed route now for 4 years, a little over 4 years. And I've been trying to see if there is a pattern, and I'm going to say that it's mostly pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Month to month, we hope to be a little busier in the summer. Maybe break 3,000 rides in a month. Last summer, I think we were like 2,500 rides on that fixed route. So, but winters are pretty good too, although I think there's fewer people that want to stand outside waiting for the bus.
So, yeah.
So, but the numbers appear to be pretty consistent.
2,500 on, would you say that's about an average 25 a month?
Well, it was in the summer. It's a little less than that through the winter, a little less than that, I think. But now David is collecting all that data now. So I'm about a month out of behind on really reviewing the ridership because David's taken that over.
David, welcome to the show. And you are the newest member of the management team up at the Hub. What's it like?
Oh,
go ahead and lean into that mic for me just
yeah,
a little bit.
I love it. It's great. I've been, I started there May or March 18th and have been thoroughly enjoying it. They are very community minded. I'm very inspired by that, honored to work with. A lot of our drivers are veterans. They're
yeah.
they're career people that have retired. They've done their time, but yet they're still giving back. And that really moves me. I'm very grateful for the opportunity, humbled by it, and try my hardest to do what I can to serve and help out.
Now, when it comes to Goose Creek Transit, what's the origin of this transit system? What did it look like in the beginning?
Well, early 70s, I think 72, 73, something like that. It was the first service that the Hub on Smith Senior Center back then provided. And I think there was, you know, a couple of donated Ford vans that ran around town bringing people in for lunch, I think, mostly.
Yeah. So running, grabbing some folks, bringing them in for lunch, and then taking them home. And that was kind of the beginning of it all.
Yeah.
Now, what did it take to get those bus stops constructed? Because I do believe those are pretty new. Those have kind of come around since I started.
Yeah, right. Well, we inaugurated them last summer, I think in August, when they were finally finished. The grant that I got for it was actually about 3 years ago. So we got a grant from the FTA to help fund it. But then because it had those federal strings attached, there was a lot of study that needed to go into each spot. So we had, of course, we had to get agreements with the property owners. We had to do locates for, you know, utilities underground. The structures themselves got wind loading analysis and snow loading. We had to do like environmental analysis of each site. Was it a you know, hazardous waste spot, or was there a cultural significance to it.
How the bus stop's going to affect the concrete around it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that was my thought. Was like,
I understand it's necessary, but I mean, sometimes, you know, Steve, sometimes.
So it was quite a process, and it came in a little more money than we thought, but fortunately we had some really generous foundations and assistance here in Sheridan made it all happen. So we've got the four done. They're in good locations in terms of how many people are able to use them or will use them. So, but yeah, it was an eye-opener for me. It was about 3 years from the time I got the grant until the time we cut the ribbons on them. So,
And probably not a moment to take a breath in between that time. You're always going from one spot to the other, getting another analysis or a study done. Now, you said the fixed route is about 4 years old?
Right. Yeah, October of 2019 is when we started that, and we got off to great, you know, guns there. We were just doing one bus an hour at that time, and then 3 months into it, the pandemic. So that shut us down for a little while, but we opened back up in May and started transporting people again of 2020, and we've been going since. We added a second bus the following year, so October of 2020, we went to 30-minute headways on our fixed route, and the following year after that, we were able to tweak the route enough where we included the college. So that was another change that we did on our third year. And then last year, I don't think we made any significant changes. So we've got a great route. I think it serves a good chunk of the community. It's pretty popular. It's a route that works well for the drivers. So I think it's going to be a success. And we do have capacity, too. You know, more people can ride it. We won't have any trouble with getting more people on the bus as well. So
last question for you, Steve, concerning what prompted the decision, and maybe Carmen can answer this as well, to make a fixed route. I mean, was it just kind of the demand from the community? They were saying, hey, this is what we really want. Would you guys be able to pull this off?
Yeah, I'll take that one, Steve.
Thanks, Carmen.
Yeah, a lot of it was demand. We did a couple of transit studies. We felt the demand for increased transportation, public transportation, about 10 years ago, from community needs assessments and evaluations, and also from organizations whose clients needed more, less scheduled transportation. What we were providing and what we still provide is the door-to-door, but you need to make a reservation. You know, it's much more structured. And so with all of that, there was funding from the Sheridan County Tripartite Board and a community initiative that kind of presented itself kind of as an opportunity for us to give it a try. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did in October of 2019. We gave it a try, and that the grant one of the requirements is that we served people of lower income, and it seemed like something that fit with what we would do and you know, the increased demand for public transportation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, that, we're going to have more with the Hub on Smith right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Attention breakfast enthusiasts! McDonald's is introducing a new trio of bagel sandwiches. First, the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. Or sink your teeth into a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel packed with flavor. But wait, how about a hearty breakfast experience? Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. That'll satisfy your morning hunger. Delectable bagel creations are available exclusively during breakfast hours only at McDonald's, Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette.
Making time for appointments during regular business hours can be a challenge.
That's why this spring at Sheridan Memorial Hospital, we're expanding hours for outpatient imaging.
Whether you need an MRI, CT, X-ray, or mammogram, appointments will soon be available during extended evening hours and Saturday mornings.
As the needs of the community change, Sheridan Memorial Hospital will continue growing for you.
To learn more about the expanded hours for outpatient imaging, go to SheridanHospital.org or call 307-672-1045.
Hi, this is Brad with PrimeRate Motors, where we are interested in paying cash for your vehicle, camper, or trailers. With the overwhelming demand right now, PrimeRate Motors wants to not only work with you to get you a fair price for your vehicle, we want to restock our lot with some local-owned units. Payments too high? We also do down trades. Stop out to PrimeRate Motors and let us evaluate your vehicle, discuss what works for you, and then make the deal happen. PrimeRate Motors and Super Trailer Store. See us online at PrimeRateMotors.com.
This public service announcement sponsored by Pilch Engineering, providing landfill engineering services to Wyoming.
Who wants to play chicken poop bingo? Our 4-H Club set a goal to raise $10,000 to support Wyoming State Fair Endowment and improvements for the Sheridan County Fairgrounds.
How the game works. There are 100 squares for $100 each, and place 3 chickens on the bingo board. The first chicken to poop on their number wins $1,000, second wins $500, and third wins $250. If you are interested, please call Jessica Barnes at 307-630-9958.
This Mother's Day, prepare to get lost in the mystical treasures of Landon's Greenhouse during the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Mother's Day Sweepstakes. Sign up for this contest for a chance to win a $250 gift card to Landon's and embark on an adventure unlike any other. Landon's Greenhouse invites you to step into a world where every plant whispers ancient secrets and every flower holds untold power. How do you take this journey? Enter the Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery Sweepstakes on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. With me this morning is the Hub on Smith Executive Director, Carmen Rideout, the Transportation Director, Steve Ansley, and the Transportation Manager, David French. Now, Steve, it's one of those bittersweet things. How long have you been with the Hub, my friend?
About 10 and a half years.
10 and a half years. And you are considering it's time to hang up the vest.
I am. I told Carmen this meeting quite a while ago, but I got my first newspaper out before I was 10 years old, and I've, you know, assembled bicycles, washed dishes, you name it, pumped gas. I've been working a long time, and so I'm looking forward to stepping away from that day to day.
And you said you've got a motorcycle that you're looking forward to being on a lot more than the bus, right?
That is true. Yeah. That's the plan this summer. I hope to put about 10,000 miles on my Ooh. Bike this summer. So,
holy cow. That's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, when I'm in here and the rest of us have still got the nose to the grinder, we'll be thinking about you out there with the wind in your hair, my friend. So, David, you are the prodigal replacement. How does it feel, coming into an organization and having a mentor kind of teach you the ropes of something? Were you in public transportation at all before this?
I was not in public transportation before this, but it is a true honor to work under Steve, and his reputation is known throughout Wyoming, and I am very, very grateful for it, and I'm also grateful for the wisdom that he had in the duration of this onboarding. Without it, I'd probably be flopping at this point. But so that's a credit to him and his planning. So
yeah. And is it one of those situations, Steve, where it's kind of like in the U.S. Armed Services, we call it the left seat, right seat ride. We're riding through this together for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then you're driving on your own after this point.
Well, yeah, I think David's a little modest. He's been remarkably talented. It's eased my mind a great deal to know that he'll be taken over, because he's demonstrated that he's got what it takes, and he gets along with our staff, you know, which is unusual. David's relatively young for our operation up there. You know, most of our drivers are older than me, and I'm retiring, so you can get an idea. It's been good. David's picked up things really quickly, and I'm just looking forward to watching him take it to the next step.
So, David, what inspired you to accept this position to begin with? Where were you coming out of?
Yeah. Well, I have a background in logistics and moved to Sheridan a couple of years ago and saw the opportunity. And my heart is for helping other people generally. I love volunteering, love helping out where I can and when I can. I'm a very big proponent of community and try to excel at those opportunities. And when the hub opened up the position, I thought, wow, what a great combination.
Especially logistics.
Exactly. Yep. And so to combine serving our elderly, serving our low income, serving all of Sheridan, really, and then to combine that with my background in logistics, was, I just thought, like, a great fit.
Yeah. And wow. What a score, Carmen. What a score. Someone coming out of a logistical field and being able, you know, they've got their heart in the right place and they're ready to go. You got lucky with this one.
We did. We are very fortunate.
Now, what other mass transit is available in Sheridan? Silence speaks volumes. Is there just none, or?
Well, it's my understanding, you know, there's a couple of taxi services in town, and I think we've had an Uber driver or two over time. I'm not sure if we still do now, but there's really not that much. Certainly nobody else is running a fixed route, you know. And our service, our door-to-door service, I would say is, every bit as convenient as a taxi and less money.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, the topic of funding has been in the news quite a bit lately. I know Ron Richter, who covers city council, has reported on this multiple times. Why does Goose Creek Transit have to rely on city and county funding, Carmen?
Well, we are the recipient of YDOT dollars from the Federal Transportation Administration. It's a pass-through through the state, and one of the requirements of that funding is that there is a local match requirement, and we've found over the years that the YDOT has been really supportive of the work that we're doing here in Sheridan. They have Steve has won a number of awards for being really good at administering the funds. They want to see it grow. They were encouraging for us to do the fixed route. They have additional dollars to give us. However, with those additional dollars comes increased amount of local match that is required. So that has gone up tremendously in the last year as our service grows. So we believe that the city and the county, it's part of their responsibility to contribute to this.
Now, City Council member Kristen Jennings, daughter of Representative Mark Jennings, during discussions said that people would just walk if the funding was not approved, and her and Councilman Andrew Patzig voted against it. When we think about the people who can just walk or those who cannot, how can you help someone understand that people with walking disabilities, mobility problems, Steve, you're kind of the man at the head of the pier here. So how many of those individuals do you see take advantage of Goose Creek Transit every day?
Well, we have, gosh, I'm going to say at least 50 people that are using it nearly every day. They buy passes, and that's how we're knowing now. You know, we started selling passes in April for the fixed route. And yeah, we have quite a lot of people that use it to get to work every day. We also drop off a lot of, our busiest stop is the one down behind Petco, which is, you know, one that serves Walmart and Albertsons. And we take people there a lot and bring them back. And yeah, being able to, you know, the route that we're driving is about 14 miles from one end of town to the other. It's pretty hard to imagine anybody, you know, packing groceries, that kind of distance.
It's a heck of a distance.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I mean, how many individuals would you say that, I mean, this is basically like a senior service, or at least that's how it started out. It serves the entire community. But I can't imagine our senior community having to walk to a grocery store, purchase the groceries that they've got, that they need for, say, a week. I don't know if everybody goes every day, but boy, that'd be a walk every day, wouldn't it? But maybe once a week, and then trying to get those home. So, like, someone can go and actually purchase groceries and bring them on the bus?
Yep.
That's correct.
That's fantastic. It probably not something that you see a lot
right. In
big cities.
Right.
Maybe due to room or something like that. So, now, what is happening in regards to the city funding and the county funding? The city funding passed, correct?
Yes, we are very grateful for that. So the city, we have a contract with the city to provide, they will provide money for fuel, for use for fuel for the next 2 years, and then it's renewable twice. So that could be a 6-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So up to $100,000. And then I just submitted on Friday an application to the county for the same amount to support Goose Creek Transit, for our local match. And then we do have a grant application into the, Sheridan County Tripartite Board, and we'll be presenting to them on Wednesday for their continued support, of funding for transportation. And all three of those entities help us come up with that over about $350,000 worth of match money that we need to generate here in our county.
And then WIDOT will come in.
And with the rest. So okay. our budget's almost $1 million. And so, so over almost $650,000 from WIDOT we receive.
Oh, wow.
And that grant just went in too. So this is our funding season with grant applications. So we're putting all of that together for this next year, which for us begins in October.
So WIDOT really provides the lion's
share.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow, that's fantastic. I didn't know that they provided so much funding with that. Well, you know, I've gone off and run out of time with you guys, but I want to thank you for coming in. Steve, it's great, buddy, and if I don't get to see you, have fun out there, man.
Well, thanks, Floyd. Yeah, I've enjoyed these conversations with you over the years, and thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure having you guys, and you're welcome to come back anytime, even if you just want to hang out.
Okay.
I'll throw you on the blue microphone.
Thank you.
David, it's a pleasure to meet you, and Carmen, always a pleasure.
Yes,
man.
Thank you so much.
All right, when we return, we're going to speak with CHAPS Equine Assisted Services. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Planning for a busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
It's the 108th anniversary of PO News in downtown Sheridan, and that can only mean one thing. A big old party with all their friends. May 11th, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll be partying in the street with their famous Sheridan beer, brewed by Gruner Brothers Brewery, cigar pairings, food from Beano's, and live music by Rod Jost and friends. Put on your party shoes and head on down. It's the 108th anniversary of the PO News, May 11th. Sponsored in part by First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media. Shan Foster with Country Pet Inn on why training your dog is important.
Dogs need rules, guidelines for life, just like we do. Through training, what you're doing is you're giving the dog a set of rules that this is what we do in our household. This is how we stay comfortable. So often we overlook what our dog's basic needs are in their home, and that's having structure.
I imagine a lot of people feel like the dog is part of the family, but they struggle with how to incorporate that properly.
The easiest way to incorporate that is by teaching it basically a language through consistency and repetition and through praise and correction. The dog can learn to be happy with the rules.
You're clearly very passionate about this area and
absolutely
able to help people if they're struggling in getting this to work properly.
Yes, and I'm more than happy to do that. There's very few things in life that bring me joy when I see that a person and their dog or a family and their dog are communicating and just having a good time together. That's my goal.
Find out more about training, boarding, and doggy day camp online at thecountrypetinn.com or call Shan Foster at 674-8542.
Moss Holders Design Center is here to help you create a space that you'll love. If you're relocating, remodeling, or just refreshing your home, Moss Holders' talented design team can help you through the process. With free in-home consultations, Moss Holders will be able to find the furniture and finishing touches that work best with your space, your lifestyle, and your budget. So if you want to change the look of just one room or furnish an entire home, Moss Holders designers can get it done. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Look out, Wyoming. 40 of the country's top PRCA bull riders are coming to Buffalo to compete head-to-head at the Johnson County Fairgrounds Saturday, May 18th. Gates open at 5 with food by Nubs Barbecue. Shoots open at 7. Don't miss the after party and live music at the Cowboy Saloon. Safe rides will be available. Get your tickets at the gate or online at foreverwest.events. For updates, like us on Facebook at Forever West Productions. Event sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
You hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter, and that carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendo Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendo Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. Joining me for the second part of our show this morning is the Executive Director of CHAPS Equine Assisted Services and my friend Kristen Marcus. Good morning, Kristen. Welcome back.
Good morning, Floyd.
It is a beautiful spring day outside, isn't it?
Sure.
I know. You know, when you head to work in rain, you think, boy, I better put on the mucks today, right?
Yes.
That's the first thing that I would imagine comes to mind.
And the hat.
And the hat, which I love. If I could get one of those, that'd be fantastic.
I'll hook you up.
That's great. I love that hat. Now, how have things been out at CHAPS?
Incredibly busy. We're so blessed. We started our season, I think I told you this before, with a full schedule. And now we have a waiting list. That waiting list is well into the double digits now.
Wow.
It's insane. It's a little overwhelming, actually, for me, because we've had a waiting list before, but maybe it had two or three people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're almost to 20.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm literally losing sleep wondering, how are we going to get everyone served who wants services? Everyone else tells me it's a good problem to have. I'm like, well, yes. However, they're clearly coming to us because they want the services,
yeah,
not just sit on a wait list.
Yeah.
So we're trying to navigate. That is a whole new thing for us, which we're really grateful, and we love that the community is starting to, you know, come out in droves, if you will. And our new foster youth groups are growing. We're really excited about that. We're now, for this session, we're going to have to split them into the 6 to 12-year-olds, and then the 13 to 18-year-olds, because we're getting enough that we need to split.
Wow.
And 6 to 18 is just a really tough spread anyway. So so now we have two youth mental health groups going for foster kids, or we're going to open it up to other youth that need mental health services as well. And so we're getting grant funding for that. We're really excited about it. And so the families will just have a small copay to bring their children in and get the mental health services with the horses. And then our veteran groups, I just counted up this morning for the month of April, we served 50 veterans from the VA. And then we've had three other veterans coming for our mental health group from the community. There's plenty of room in that group. So if there's any veterans out there that want to come to the community
group.
That's
alphabet soup, right?
Nope.
That's something different.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And then, we've got all of our, we literally have enough time to lunch and go again.
Yep.
And that's it in our schedule. So we just finished up a driving clinic over the weekend. So we brought in people from Arizona and Colorado and Montana and Wyoming, Casper, Gillette, all over the place for a driving clinic this last weekend. We had 17 participants. So they came in and learned the basics of harnessing and training and then driving singles. And then we got to do teams yesterday. So that was really fun. We brought in people for the driving clinic this last weekend, and it's a lot.
It's a lot. Chaps turns 20 years old this
year. Can you believe that?
I can't. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. But let's reach back. These rushing around, waiting list problems. Yes, it's a great thing to have. But 20 years ago, did you ever think this is where I would be in two decades?
You know, I wish that I could say that I had this on my mind 20 years ago, but I actually wasn't even here 20 years ago. I did not found it. Another individual founded the program, and then they literally started with three horses and only therapeutic riding.
Yeah.
That was it. There was two instructors, three horses, and therapeutic riding for youth and adults with disabilities. And then, you know, the previous director, she added in 2011, the veterans mental health group. But then when I came on in 2015, that's when we added, well, it was actually 2017 when we added the driving and the equine assisted learning programs. But even when I started 9.5 years ago, heavens no.
Yeah.
Did not. I mean, I was hoping that we would grow and that we would be, you know, a staple in the community. That's why we're here. We want to serve. We want to help people. And so to see that it's actually happening is both incredibly uplifting and such a blessing, but it's also terrifying.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
To be completely honest, yes.
It's a lot. It's a good problem to have, but it is a lot. And logistically, I mean, that's got to be pretty dang busy in the office up there.
Oh, very, yes. But I'm not just in the office right now. I am an equine specialist in mental health and learning. So I do run the veteran program for mental health. That is in my job. And so I'm in the arena for that. Actually, I'm leaving this evening and I'll be flying to New Hampshire to go get my driving certification so that we will have a certified driving instructor on property so we can continue to run our driving. Our driving instructor is amazing. She's from Rosette, though, so she drives 120 miles one way.
Oh, goodness.
And it's just not conducive. She's got children.
Yeah.
So she comes over every other week from May until November. And while that's been fabulous so far, we have enough clients now that we can justify having driving every week. And so with me having my certification and I can directly supervise the other gal who's training to certify, then she can teach those lessons now too, but I have to be available in the arena, you know, if they need help or something. I'm not just in the office anymore.
That's incredible. And I think back on like the amount of time that my father has taken. I mean, he really loves like harnesses and hooking horses up. He makes little carriages and
cool
wagons and things like that. And I can't remember the last time he made one, but it's been a while. And he absolutely loves that stuff. And I think about how this is going to sound strange, but how well adjusted my dad actually is. I mean, he's very even keeled. And I think it's because he spends the majority of his day with horses, the power of horses, I think is something that a lot of people are starting to kind of come around and understand, you know, hey, maybe these ranchers and these cowboys out there were onto something, you know, maybe there's a reason why they were so peaceful sitting around that fire with a guitar, you know?
Right.
So I really enjoy that. last time you were on, you and I spoke at length about how that's tangible now. We can actually read that with technology and see the impact that horses have on people emotionally.
Yeah, science is finally catching up, which is really exciting. And there's a new foundation out there now called Horses and Humans Research Foundation, who's actually putting out calls for RFPs now so that they can get more research done in this area. And I've seriously thought about becoming a research center. We just can't right now.
Not with that schedule.
No. Yeah. but I have a lot of questions that I think science could help us answer. And, I mean, we know that the horse is beneficial. We know the horse is sentient. They're honest. They're in the moment. They will reflect what we're giving. Sometimes they will just, like, you know what? I don't need to reflect that, so I'm going to go away here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be better. Then I'll come back in your space. But they are always honest. They're always in the moment. And they have an innate kindness built into their systems, which, you know, as a prey animal, they shouldn't have.
I know. Yeah. That's fascinating, isn't it? There's not that strange fear or tension like when you lock eyes with a deer.
Yeah, or an elk.
Or an elk. Yeah, exactly. Where they're, you know, they're going to bolt and things are going to go wrong.
Yep.
Now, I've only got about 5 minutes left, but there is something coming up, and that is the Tournament of Kings. And this is something that I look forward to every year. Matter of fact, me and my wife and a few of our friends were actually talking about it just the other day. My wife is really looking forward to this year.
Fabulous.
Because we would love to see it become like a Renaissance festival, and you're slowly building
up to that. That's
the idea.
We don't want to outgrow it so fast that we can't afford it. And that we can't manage it. So we're trying to add little pieces every year. We are so excited for this year, Floyd. We have an escape room with a medieval theme. You get to be Merlin's apprentice. We have a wizard going to be there to do shows at 11, 12, and 1. And then he will also be doing a show in the Queen's Feast. And then we're pretty sure we've got a forge coming, so he's going to be banging out knives and stuff like that out there. We've got battle archery coming, so it's kind of like paintball, only with Nerf art arrows, and so you'll get to go and beat up your friends that way. We're looking for a sheriff who would go and arrest people and put them in the
stockade,
and then we have sponges that in the shape of food, and you just throw them at them. They're wet, and it's just be whatever, and if you don't want to go in the stockade, you make a donation to Chaps, and you basically paid your bail.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be fantastic. We've got a couple of new things for the youth, and we still got the bounce houses and Dunk the Monk and that kind of thing. But we've got a couple of new games for the youth as well. And our medieval market has grown. So we're already at 27 vendors. Last year we had 21 total.
My goodness.
So we've got foam shields and swords. We've got 3D printer guy bringing dragons, and we've got food and turkey legs, and it's going to be amazing. And you know, we're really, really excited, and we're really, really grateful that Scott at Sheridan Heating and Air Conditioning has decided to be our lead sponsor again.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. Now, is there room for more vendors?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to take up to 40 this year.
Okay.
40 vendors, and there's always room for more sponsors if anybody out there is interested. We had 1,304 people come through the gate. That's a lot of people to see your sign in the arena, but it's also going to be just a great time. And the Queen's Feast is back. This is our first year back because we've had catering problems. We've got the foodie chick out of Buffalo. She's got a fantastic menu, and the knights will be there. We've got our queen. It's going to be great.
Who? Let's talk about the knights real quick. This troop coming. I mean, they're
Knights of Valor,
known worldwide.
They are. They were on Full Metal Jousting. So if anybody saw that on the History Channel, they also have their own channel called Tilt TV right now. And then if you watch our Facebook page, the Tournament of Knights, We have clips from all of the shows that they've been doing so far this year. And TJ, the big dude, they call him the Mountain, he got unhorsed a couple days ago.
Oh, goodness.
I posted that video. It was phenomenal. So, but these guys are the only full contact troop in North America. And they're out of Ontario, Canada. And they're coming here. And they're going to be amazing.
And this is a just full contact, amazing jousting.
These sticks are solid. They're not the balsa wood that are just going to shatter. They're solid. So when they get hit with the force of these suckers, then, yeah, they come off their horses.
Wow.
So you should watch the video clip. It's pretty awesome.
That's incredible. Now, when is this going to happen? Just so
July 27th. Gates open at 10, and the gates will close at 8. The main joust will start around 5-ish. But tickets are on sale at chopsyo.org right now.
And they are on sale right now.
They are on sale right now, and we've already been selling tickets. I'm so excited.
That's fantastic to hear. Kristen, I want to thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update on this tournament of nights, because now I can run home and tell my wife, let's get some tickets. And she'll want to be front row, and I imagine she's going to be coming up with a pretty good costume. So.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much, my friend.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 Carrie at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Joe Steger with Century 21 BHJ Realty. As you're all aware, there's construction happening on Main Street again. We know it can be inconvenient, but let's not forget to support our downtown businesses. Century 21 BHJ Realty encourages you to shop, dine, and explore the downtown area. The sidewalks remain open, and there are plenty of parking options available. Let's keep our downtown community thriving by showing our support. Century 21 BHJ Realty, supporting our community since 1908 and encouraging you to help support our downtown during construction and always.
Hi. Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Dr. Dempsey with EBIA Hearing and Sound. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. We invite you to take a proactive approach to your overall health and reconnect to the vibrant and beautiful world through better hearing.
Connection is a key to happiness. Enhance your joy, protect your mental acuity, and find ease in communication through better hearing. Our staff offers comprehensive hearing exams, tinnitus support, prescriptive hearing aids, and more.
Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month. Call today, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
It's summertime. Time to roll. Better make sure your car is road trip ready. Midas Tire and Auto has money-saving deals just waiting for you. And listen to this. Midas has a state-of-the-art inspection process called a closer look. You'll get pictures and updates along the way, allowing you to track the progress of your vehicle. Ask questions and get answers straight from the technician. If you need repairs, get no interest for 6 months with purchase of $200 or more with your Midas credit card. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Good health. Everybody wants it. Not everybody's got it, but the Health Nut has it. An entire health food grocery store and gift shop. Organic salad bar, soup, sandwich, and smoothies counter to sit and have the most healthy lunch in town. An aisle after aisle of health-giving supplements. You want it. The Health Nut's got it. And everything else you need for a healthy life. The Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
Sports. They're pretty cool. I like them a lot. In fact, I like them so much that I have a podcast about them. This is James Timberlake with the Weekend Sports Wrap Podcast. And every week we go through the top news stories of basketball, football, baseball, and everything else in between. And sometimes we'll ponder something different, like the first person to drink cow's milk. How'd that go? What was that conversation like with his peers? But we mainly talk about sports on the Weekend Sports Wrap Podcast, posted every week on SheridanMedia.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
103.9 FM and News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan.